Etios, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Yud, 110. Now the Mishnah returns to its regularly scheduled program of talking Mishnayos where Shammai and Beishammai don't agree. The topic of this particular Mishnah, we're continuing on with Maaser Sheni. Here we're talking about the conversion of the coins one brings to Yerushalayim back into small change. And the concern of the Mishnah basically is that if you convert into small change, that small change is made out of copper, and copper doesn't have the kind of shelf life that silver does. Copper oxidizes, turns green, and eventually like you'll crumble and fall apart and become essentially not money. So the concern again is that you'll convert your silver coins into copper coins. You won't use all your copper coins in Yerushalayim to buy foodstuffs. You'll have leftovers. You'll say, I'm not going to change my copper back to silver to convert it next time back to copper again. I'll leave it in, you know, in the bank or the equivalent with my cousin in Yerushalayim, the silver coin, the copper coins. And the problem is those copper coins sitting with your cousin will go, you know, over time they'll kind of oxidize and kind of they'll spoil, they'll kind of waste away, and ultimately they'll be not usable, and therefore you'll have less money to buy Maaser Sheni, and therefore less Maaser Sheni, which is what we don't want to happen. Therefore the question is, how much of the silver can you convert into copper lest you have leftovers which go to waste in the end? So says the Mishnah, Haporet Sela Shel Maaser Sheni BeYerushalayim, one who breaks apart a very large silver coin, onto smaller coins in Yerushalayim. Here the word haporet is being used in the conventional sense, unlike the previous Mishnah. Beishamai omrim b'chol ha-sela ma'os. Beishamai say you can convert the entire sela into small coins. You can get 768 little tiny pruta copper coins in exchange for one massive silver sela. In other words, Beishamai here is the most lenient, uncharacteristic, but true. He says, go ahead, do whatever you want, no problem, do it all. Ubesil omrim b'shekel kesef u'b'shekel ma'os. Base Hillel say, no, you should do kind of a compromise, half and half. Half should go onto copper, but half should stay as silver. That way you're not converting so much, which means you have less chance of having waste, and therefore less getting ruined in the end. The exact words, b'shekel kesef, a shekel's worth, meaning half of a sela's worth, should stay in silver. U'b'shekel ma'os, and the other shekel's worth, meaning half of the sela, should go onto ma'os, onto small copper coins. Now, we have other shittas here which are more strict. We're going up from least strict to most strict. So Beis Shammai was the least strict. Beis Hillel said half. Could do half and half. The next opinion here is going to be that you should only convert a quarter onto copper coins. So it says, Hadanin lifnei chachamim omrim. Those who sat and judge in front of the chacham. This is a very strange idiom. It's referring to four or five of the Tanaim who didn't live out their lives long enough to become Musmachim, to get smicha, to become rabbanim, to get the title Rebbe, didn't get smicha, but they were certainly heavyweights in the time of the Mishnah anyways, and some names you'll recognize. They are Shimon ben Azai, Shimon ben Zoma, and then you also have Hanana Mitzri and Hananya ben Chachinai, and according to some opinions, there's a fifth one, Shimon HaTimani. In any case, these guys are called the Danim Lutnei Chacham, and their opinion was more strict. They said not a half, but only a quarter should go onto copper. They say, Bishlosha dinarim kesef. There are four dinar in one sela. So they, and the dinar is also a silver coin. So they say, convert three of the four dinars worth of that sela coin onto silver dinarim. Uva dinar mos, and the final dinar's worth of money of Maaser Sheni, you should convert onto copper coins. Rabbi Akiva is stricter yet. Rabbi Akiva is going to say, no, 1/16 should be converted. So he says, Rabbi Akiva Omer, Bishlosha dinarim kesef, Urevius kesef, Berevius mos. He says, Bishlosha dinarim kesef, of the sela, which is worth four dinar, all silver. So get three silver dinarim, good. And as for the fourth quarter, Revius kesef, that fourth quarter of silver, Berevius mos, just a quarter of it should go onto copper coins, meaning the other three quarters of that quarter should also be on copper, on silver coins as well, excuse me. So therefore, essentially, you've got a quarter of the quarter going onto copper, and 3 3/4 staying on silver, and a quarter of a quarter is a 1/16. Okay, the next opinion is stricter yet. This is only 1/20, 5%. 1/20 should go onto copper. And Rabbi Tarfon is the shita. Rabbi Tarfon Omer, Arba Aspre Kasef. He says that fourth quarter, instead of taking it, that fourth quarter of value, the first three quarters of staying silver, the fourth quarter, so you should convert just an aspar's worth onto Maos. An aspar is an unfamiliar coin, really, and a common coin. It's a Greek coin, and it's there are five aspar in one dinar. The idea there being 1/5 should go onto copper, and the other 4/5, the 4 aspari, should say, remain as silver. So again, 1/5 of a quarter is 1/20, so it's 1/20 onto copper coins. And the last shita is Shammai himself, and Shammai is the most strict. Shammai says, we're not going to convert any coins at all. And his concern really is twofold. His first concern is the concern everyone else has, which is if you convert to copper, then it will could like kind of molder and go like kind of get spoiled if you don't convert it back. So it's sort of, we don't want things to go to waste. But there's a second concern independent of that, which makes even any amount of conversion a problem. And that is, you know, you're restricted on how you spend your Meiser Sheni money to only buy foodstuffs, consumables, either food or drink or, you know, oil for your skin. But you certainly can't pay for a taxi or your hotel bill with your Meiser Sheni money. So what's going to happen? You're going to get to Yerushalayim, you're going to convert your big silver cell into a bunch of copper coins. You're going to have copper coins in your pocket. You're going to take a cab to go to the hotel, and then you have to pay. All you have in your pocket is the Meiser Sheni money. And you could end up spending that, either on accident or otherwise. That's not allowed. So Shammai says, no, we're not converting any of these coins onto, like, you know, onto smaller coins, which could get mixed up and spent accidentally. Rather, what he says to do is to simply just give the whole big Meiser Sheni coin to the, you know, the guy at the makolet, the shopkeeper, and essentially run up a tab against it, and then he'll do an offset. The idea is, I mean, the shopkeeper may not know you because you're from out of town, so it won't give you credit, extend your credit, but if you give him the Meiser Sheni coin and you say, listen, here's the coin, I need to spend against it, so as I'm buying stuff in your store, we'll deduct from the Meiser Sheni value and deconsecrate it onto the foodstuffs, be mechalel onto the foodstuffs, that's going to work. So that's what he says you have to do. Shammai Omer, Yani Chena Bechanus, just give it to the shop, and the shopkeeper who provides you the food. I guess it could equally work if you give it to the barkeeper if you're drinking, or you give it to the bakery guy for doing on bread. But the point is, and then deduct piece by piece, Veyochel Kenegda, and you'll consume your food or your drink, whatever it is, and deducting from the value of that coin as you purchase and consume it. Okay, and that's it. And meaning at the end of your stay in Yerushalayim, whatever is left unspent, he'll give back to you in coins, and that coins will have Kedushas Meiser Sheni, and you'll save them until next time. Halacha here is like also like base Hillel, meaning half and half. So if you're going to be converting your silver coins into copper coins, you would do half onto copper, and another half should stay onto silver.